Welcome to Frickity Frack, We Do Talk Back. Thank you for joining me in this episode. My name's Patrick, and I'm Frack. Frickity Frack, We Do Talk Back is a show where I discuss different aspects of fandom and how they relate to the gospel. We'll be going through an episode of My Hero Academia and connected to teachings from the Bible. The name of the show comes from my dad, who dubbed my brother and me Frick and Frack since we were kids. So we're going to be going over the episode Kota. And so in this episode, some interesting things happen. First, we get introduced to the full team of the Wild Wild Pussycats. We meet Ragdoll and Tiger for the first time. And one of the things that I actually really enjoy about this episode is that their poses and their enthusiasm, it really kind of gives me flashes of the Ginyu Force from Dragon Ball Z. There's definitely some, you know, kind of some similarities in all that, but it's just really... fun. I enjoy their enthusiasm and their playfulness. And so in this episode, they go over how the different methods of training will help increase the power of their quirks. Vlad King explains that their quirks are a lot like muscles, and the more they use them, the stronger they will be. And so we get to see examples of the different characters in My Hero Academia pressing the limits of their quirks and helping them grow. Ida's running around constantly, so that's what he's doing. He's just running. That's his thing. And then Kaminari, I love, he's basically electrocuting himself to learn how to process more electricity so he can grow in power. Sato and Momo are pigging out while using their quirks so that they can gain quicker response times, you know, and things like that. So it's just this really fascinating thing. We see lots of others in this episode do their thing and grow in their quirks. So in this episode, as the title of the episode is called Kota, obviously the main part, you know, we get more and more information about Kota's reason for hating heroes, and that we find out that it's just quirks in general that, or not just, but it's quirks also in general that he does not like. And he regularly says, is like that, you know, you're only making your quirk stronger so you can be flashier and you can be, you think you can show off more. And so he's really kind of not liking quirks at all. And so we get the tease, we get to understand a little bit more. Now, I really enjoyed Ida's moments of explaining the purpose of each of the special training, such as the cooking and the tests of courage. They had secret meanings behind those training exercises, like cooking was, you know, precision and teamwork, and the test of courage is making them think and think outside the box and use their quirks in creative ways. And so he's playing this great Captain Obvious because he's thinking through. He's like, okay, so this is the lesson. What's the lesson behind the lesson? But what I really love about this is that this pulls back to the beginning of the series when Ida missed a crucial moment in the opening test of getting into UA. When they fought all those giant robots, if you have seen the first few episodes of My Hero Academia or read basically initial chapters of the manga, that when they come to the test, they come fight giant robots. But then they said that there is a, each robot was given a certain amount of points that they're worth something. But then they say that there's a giant one that's worth zero. So the best thing to do is to run away. And so everyone runs away from that monster because no one was going to attack it, because they were just following Prison Mike's instructions. But Ochako was trapped. And so Midoriya went back to fight the robot to save Uraraka. And he does. And so then he come to find out that that was actually part of the test. And Ida was like, oh, I can't believe I missed it. So from there on, anytime there was a lesson, he was like, okay, what's the lesson behind the lesson? And so he was really doing that in this episode. And I just really enjoyed it. It's very fun, moments. So that's what I found interesting in the episode. So let's talk about the biblical theme. The biblical theme for this episode is 1 John chapter 3, verse 18. It says, "Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth." So when I was thinking about this episode, this verse came to mind. So Midoriya and Todoroki, they have a conversation about Kota. And so Todoroki explains that a stranger trying to convince Kota to change something that he deeply believes is really hard. He basically says, like, you have to have the perfect words to pull this off. And so he says, like, but ultimately it's not the words that are going to change things. It's going to be your actions. They'll speak louder than any words that you can say. So for us as Christian, and so Midoriya is like, he totally buys into this. He's like, you know what? You're right, Todoroki. I've been, going about this all wrong. He's like, so I'm going to show him why being a hero and quirks are great. And so for us as Christians, we need to remember that, yes, we are called and given the command by Jesus himself to go and share the gospel with everyone and everywhere. And so that is a very verbal thing that we have to do, that when we share the gospel. But even more so, it is necessary for us to share the gospel through our actions. So our lives will be the greatest evidence of how we live out the gospel. Now I think of the cliche, but it's a cliche for a reason. Is there enough evidence to convict you of being a Christian? So that's something to think about. You might be saying all of the right things, but the evidence is going to be in your actions. We go back to teachings from James where he says that works without faith is no good, but faith without works is dead faith. And so so they go hand in hand. Like, yes, faith comes first, but if you truly have that faith, works will follow. And so that's one of the things that I believe is so important for us to teach and to understand, is that the fruit of your faith is going to be shown. So, the fruit of the Spirit that, as Paul teaches us about, that's really important, because those fruit will be seen. It'll be like, okay, so when they see, when people who do not believe in the gospel see Christians truly acting like Christians, then that's great evidence for us. So that's what I want to challenge you, y'all, this week, that as you spend that time, remember, is there enough evidence to convict you of being a Christian? Amen. So, how would I rate this episode? So this episode is really, really good. It's very much story driven, which that's fine. They're allowed to have story driven episodes, and so it's getting to see the introduction of the Vanguard Action Squad near the end of the League of Villains near the end of the episode, and really kind of showing up. Like, this is really great stuff, and so it's just this great taste of what's to come. And it did a really great job of bringing this on. So if you're looking for action, this episode is not a heavy action one, but the story moments are great. So I'm going to give this episode a perfect 5, because I really want to see the next one. Like, this episode, when it ends, we're like, oh man, it's over. All right, next episode. So if you're binging these episodes, you're going to watch this one, and then you gotta watch the next one. So it did its job. It furthered the story and made you want to watch the next one. So that's why it's got to be a perfect 5. All right, so anyone with questions for me about the biblical lessons that I talked about in this episode, or any other discussion ranging from anime, comics, or just anything in general, feel free to email me at frickityfracktalkback@gmail.com, or reach out to me on Twitter at FrickityF or at FrickityFrack on Instagram and Facebook. So please rate, review, and subscribe. Remember that I love you, most importantly, God loves you, and go beyond plus ultra.